With municipal elections coming this fall, the six city councilors running for re-election in North Adams, Massachusetts, are touting their accomplishments. This year, 15 candidates will vie for the 9 seats on the North Adams City Council. With a third of the sitting council opting to not seek re-election, the remaining six will enter the race as incumbents.
I spend a lot of time talking to people, asking them questions. What concerns you? What do you think we're doing right? What do you think we're doing wrong? I can tell you that the citizens of North Adams are not shy at all about telling you exactly what they think is right and wrong.
Councillor Paul Hopkins is seeking his second two-year term. He says his strengths lie in community development.
So as we look at things like even as simple as setting the tax rate, if you remember, we had to essentially make a choice between three options. Do we keep the tax burden fairly evenly split, or at least maintain the division that we had? Do we push more of the burden onto residents? Do we push more of it onto businesses? And we opted for a middle-of-the-road approach, and I think that's an important thing to do.
I think the most important thing is being a voice for all the citizens in North Adams and trying to move the city forward.
Councillor Marie Harpin is also pursuing a second term.
I think I did that by, you know, issues like the RFP for the Mohawk, and securing and making sure that we're going to have the marquee in the RFP. Windsor Lake Lifeguards, I got a lot of calls on that, and people were concerned that their children were going up there and there wouldn't be a lifeguard on duty, or not even for just children, but for adults. So, you know, issues like that. Domestic violence was one of the first issues that I brought up.
Councillor Jason LaForest is another member of the Class of 17 with Harpin and Hopkins. He pointed to his efforts as a member of the Massachusetts Municipal Association to represent North Adams residents, not just locally, but across the state.
I serve on a legislative policy committee for the MMA on personnel and labor relations. And so, you know, I think that I've proven to the, you know, the people of North Adams that I am willing and able to work hard and represent the best interest of, you know, the average families that make up the, you know, most of the population in North Adams.
Pointing to the city's increasing reliance on the fine arts and creative small business economy, LaForest advocates for more development along those lines.
But we need to be very careful that we don't reach a tipping point where that creative development negatively impacts the people who have lived in North Adams for generations.
Councillor Benjamin Lamb, who'll be going for his fourth term, said he was proud of his downtown revitalization efforts.
People have concerns about downtown and increasing the foot traffic and energy and activity. And so, you know, while it wasn't in my city council hat, pivoting that into working with folks with an amazing initiative in Eagle Street and now Ashland Street, and continuing to engage in that downtown kind of re-energizing revitalization aspect.
Councillor Wayne Wilkinson, a real estate appraiser who prides himself on his ability to help the city with its zoning bylaws, is also in his third term.
Been on the finance committee for most of that, chaired it 1 year, and get the pleasure of helping to spend $43 million. That's always interesting as well as challenging, especially in times of tight budgets. Took the school department to task when they were having subsidized lunches for children that parents didn't pay for their accounts, and the kids would end up with a sandwich rather than a hot lunch. And I took the school department to task on that, and don't know if I had anything to do with it, but lo and behold, a year later, all children in the school were getting free lunches.
Lastly, Council President Keith Bona has served 9 non-consecutive terms. He drew on his early, most trying experiences on the council to underscore his experience in city government.
When the Alcombright administrative started 10 years ago, we were facing some really tough times. The state made major cuts in the budget. The reserves were down to zero. So we had to make some tough decisions, and they weren't pretty decisions. They weren't pleasant decisions with the taxpayers. You know, some people think it's an easy route to just say raise taxes, but we didn't just raise taxes. I mean, we cut a lot of stuff too, and that's not, you know, people don't like that either because it cuts into services, it cuts into, maybe the quality of how certain things are taken care of in the city. But getting through that, I would say, was one of the toughest, but at the same time, I think it really put the test to the councilors who were serving then.
City elections on November 5th also feature Mayor Tom Bernard going for a second term against declared candidate Rachel Branch. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.